Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him, the white horse had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now, before we go any farther, again, there's different commentators, different thoughts of who this rider is on the white horse. There's a man that I follow very, I have great respect for him. I won't mention his name. He has followed, read some of his books and all. He believes that this is Jesus Christ as the one on the white horse. Others think it's something else, but I believe, and I think most people who follow this believe it's the Antichrist. I believe it's the Antichrist for different reasons. Time won't go into it, but he's the one. Notice he has a bow. He doesn't have arrows. He comes in when he first comes, he doesn't come as a man of war, but a man of peace. Remember, he signed a peace agreement with Israel, a covenant with them, and for a little while, hey, peace and safety. Remember, Russia and the others had come to battle. There'd just been a great war take place. 5/6 of the army had taken place, and the Antichrist, who is a great politician, he will be a great politician. Let me put it this way. We brought in Andrew Phipps is here. He's probably talking a little bit about our nation and all. All right. If Jesus was to come today, and I believe that he could, that means the Antichrist is alive and well somewhere on this earth. Where, I don't know. I wouldn't even speculate who he is. There's people who tried to say, well, this person or this person's the Antichrist. I wouldn't go that far at all. But I do believe he's going to be a Jew, and some other things we talked about, that what we see about in the Old Testament that describe what describes the Antichrist, who he is, his characteristics. He's going to be a homosexual. Remember, we looked at that. He doesn't desire of women, which means that he's, by the way, isn't our country just full of politicians like that now? We have them in the cabinet now. They don't know if they're a man or a woman. And people elect them to office. So I'm just saying, he's going to be a politician. Somehow when he's going to rise up among the nations, we read in Daniel chapter number 12, as that great head in it. But it won't be till the middle of the tribulation that he fully takes control of this world. But he's slowly easing up. So at the beginning of the tribulation, I see this man as the rider of the white horse. He has a bow. He doesn't have arrows. He comes in peace. He's going to be a good politician. You know, Brother Andrew may have to be careful because he's friends with some politicians, I've heard. But you know how a politician lies when he's lying? When he moves his lips. He tells you what you want to hear. It's just happened. And our present president has said some things, and then all of a sudden he gets into office, and yeah, they all do, don't they? All do. But anyway, so he's going to say some things, and he's going to rise up in power. So many things I could say, but he's going to come with false purity, false power, false peace. Notice he's wearing a crown. This crown that he has is called a Stephanus crown. It's a victor's crown. Now, when Jesus comes in Revelation chapter 19, he's coming a crown of diadems, a difference between a Stephanus crown and a diadem crown. He's coming in a victor's crown. For a little while, he's going to control this earth, talking about the Antichrist. But when Jesus comes in Revelation 19 in all his power and glory, he's going to be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there ain't going to be nobody like him. You're not going to impeach him or kick him out of office, okay? And that crown that we read is the diadem. It's for royalty. This crown is a victor's crown, and it's short-lived, very short-lived. He has a crown that was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Hold your place there and turn me to Matthew chapter number 24. Jesus is speaking, and it's the Sermon on the Mount. Let's begin in verse number 1, Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. Remember, Herod built this wonderful building, temple there in Jerusalem. Beautiful building. And they were proud of it, and rightly so. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? He's pointing to the temple. Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He's talking about it being overthrown, okay? And he said, as he said upon the Mount of Olives, many of us have gone to Israel many times, and what you do, you leave the Temple Mount, and you go across the Kidron Valley, and you go up to the Mount of Olives. Can you imagine that journey, just a short little journey, from where the Temple Mount to the Mount of Olives, what those disciples must have been asking among themselves? What do you think Jesus is talking about? And here they are talking among themselves, what do you think he's talking about? They get on the Mount of Olives, and they ask these things in verse number 3. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things be. And notice there's three questions here. Tell us when these things be. What shall be the sign of thy coming? And number 3, what shall be the end of the world? Jesus answers all these questions in the Olivet Discourse. All these questions. A lot of people try to place the Olivet Discourse with the rapture, the translation. They do vast error by doing that. Jesus is talking about the tribulation period, the end of the world, the gospel of the kingdom. Remember I mentioned last week about receiving a phone call from a fella last Saturday? Remember that? And he read to me Matthew 24:14. Turn there. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness to come. Then shall the end come. And he went on about 5 minutes and giving me his... He said, preacher, let me tell you, he knew I was a preacher, and he got to tell me all that, his interpretation of that. And I said, I was saying amen to a lot of that. And then I said, but you got it in the wrong time frame. I said, Jesus is going to come. The gospel kingdom will be preaching to all the world, and then shall the end come. And I proceeded to tell him what the Bible said about the Olivet Discourse. And he said, goodbye, and he hung up on me. He didn't want to talk to me no more. Before he hung up, he said, I want you to go to the website, jw.org, to learn more. You know what jw.org is? Jehovah's Witness. He was Jehovah's Witness trying to... He didn't want to talk to me. I wanted to tell him about Hebrews chapter number 1. He wouldn't have time to... He literally hung up on me. I still have his phone number. I was going to call him this past week. Say, hello, I hadn't forgot you. Now it's my turn to talk. But I didn't do that. But he wanted to... He talked about the end of the time. Then shall the end come. You're exactly right, but it's a certain time period, okay? I said all that to say this. Jesus is talking here in verse number, he begins to answer the questions. Verse number 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. This runs parallel to the first seal that the first beast said, come and see. Here in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5, this is that first seal Jesus is talking about in the tribulation period. I know many of you are writing notes and all. So ever how you want to do it, that first seal that's in Revelation 6 runs parallel to Matthew 24, 4 and 5. That's the Antichrist coming on that white horse. Now, we get to the second seal. I won't get to all of these today. There's no way. Verse number 3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that set upon thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and that there was given unto him great sword. I want you to notice something real quick before we go any farther. Notice he didn't came to give war, he came to take peace from the earth. What does that tell you about man? That man is deceitfully wicked. They're depraved, and who can know it? You remove peace from men, there will be war. So I just want you to notice, it didn't say he came to give war. It said he came to remove peace from to take peace from the earth. You remove peace from the earth, there's going to be war.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us next week for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. The conference will start Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And then, Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.